you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power. Good morning and welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday. This is your host, Pat Council. This is September 1st and we are moving forward. We're going to power up and power forward and get to where it is we want to be. We have 4 more months in this year. Wow, this year has gone by extremely fast. Well, let's get right to it. We're going to talk about powering up with food. It's only fitting that we would talk about that, which, what does that mean? That means we're going to talk about some power foods that can give you a lot more energy. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what these foods do, but I encourage you to do your own research. And I want to remind you, I am not a doctor. These are foods that I eat. These are foods that give me energy. And I've done my homework as it relates to me. We are different. But this gives you a guide. And you can actually use this information to seek out more information to find out what works for you. Some people are allergic to certain things such as cashews or different types of nuts. So you really want to get to know yourself. And of course, talk to your doctor and find out what's best for you when it comes to your foods. Now, I know our introduction says less doctors, but what we mean by that when we say less doctors, we're talking about the doctors that are always prescribing medicine for illnesses that really don't have to happen. And illnesses that some people get at a young age because of stress or because they don't eat properly, or illnesses that affect us as we get older because we didn't eat properly at a younger age. And because even as we get older, we continue to eat foods that aren't good for us. So I thought it would be great that we start out with talking about power foods. And it's so fitting that September 1st ends on or starts on a Tone It Up Tuesday. So that's really great. But before we jump into these different foods, I want to tell you, we've got great things coming, you guys. You want to stick with our Tone It Up Tuesdays because I'm going to tell you how you can win $25,000. I'm going to bring you a lot of different contests where you can win lots of money. So you can use it towards your business, better health, whatever it is you want. But I'm going to tell you in one of our upcoming shows this month how to win $25,000. Also, we're going to talk about the power foods, but you can go to our website to get a power foods list. There will be some foods on the list that I don't get to mention on today's show. The other thing is we have a power up journal so that you can track your results. Now, what this is, it's just a journal that has information or questions that you can ask yourself. And when answered, it's going to reveal more to you about you, and it's going to help you stay on track. And we're not going to give you the entire journal up front. So we're going to give you so many pages each week. And each week, there's going to be something in the journal that you have to do. And you're going to have to do what I call PFTs, power forward tasks. And those are tasks that will move you forward so that you can actually do life with power, so that you can have the better health, the more wealth, and you can learn to cultivate those fruitful relationships. That's what our goal is. And we're going to focus on that over these next 4 months. And this journal is going to help to keep you on track. So you can go there and download your first part or your first set of sheets on the journal by going to designeryourlifetoday.com. It's right there on our homepage, and you can click that download button. And what you want to do is get a binder so you can keep all of that together. I even made a cute little cover sheet for you. You can print it off in color, and you can kind of slide that in if you get one of those binders where you can, with the plastic cover, where you can see through it or see through the what the binder is all about, the subject. Get you one of those. They don't cost a lot, and slide that right in there, and let's stay on track. Let's get results these last 4 months. And you know what? You guys can help us, and you can help each other by going to our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. That's facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Go there and like our page, but post some of your results and let's talk. Let's get a dialogue going, because you know, you can't do life with power by yourself. And it's all about us powering up and getting to where it is we truly want to be. So we're starting out really great. And I want to remind you that Insurance Nation at insurancenation.com, they're giving away another Walmart gift card. So we're starting out with some really great things. Now, if you want to know what other free things that you can win, you're going to have to tune in tomorrow on Wonderful Wednesday, because that's our giveaway days. Those are the days where we offer you lots of great gifts and give you lots of things that you can download free and great information. Also, if you go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com and go to the healthy and happy section, you're going to not only see the power foods list, but you will also see some books that I recommend that you add to your library. And you can use these books as great reference books for having better health. I've reached a point where I trust doctors, but I think I should be informed. It's just responsible for me to be informed. And I'll tell you a really quick story, and then we'll get into this power foods list. Many years ago, and it's probably been more than 15 years ago, I went to the doctor because I had a little pain kind of in my midsection there. And the doctor kept telling me that I had, I think it was hepatitis B something or whatever, hepatitis C, one of the hepatitis things. And because I'm a reader, because I pay attention to my health, I read up on the symptoms and I said, you know what, this is not hepatitis. And the doctor got insulted and he said, well, who's the doctor, you or me? I said, you're the doctor, but this is my body. And I'm telling you, this is not hepatitis. I don't have any kind of serious diseases. And really what it boiled down to was, at the time, it was acid reflux and stress combined. And so as a result of that, I was having stomach cramps. And so I was having pains. And once we determined that it wasn't hepatitis, which it turned out not to be hepatitis, but it turned out to be exactly what I just told you, which was stress and acid reflux. I gained a lot of weight, and so I was having some stomach issues, which today I don't have any of those issues. But my point is, the doctor actually prescribed medicine for me for hepatitis B or C, one or the other. I don't even remember what it was, but he prescribed medicine for me, and I actually took the medicine. I said, okay, maybe he's right. I don't think he is, but maybe he's right. So I took the medicine and I got violently ill. I threw the medicine up and it was not a good feeling. Called the doctor back. He sent me to a friend of his, and that's where they discovered, no, it's not hepatitis. Why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story to encourage you to take personal responsibility for your own health. Does it mean that doctors are bad? No, doctors are great. They can actually help you feel better. They can diagnose things. But here's the thing. There's such thing as preventive maintenance. Nowadays in our culture, we're pushing, constantly pushing more medicine. Oh, we fight so hard for healthcare because, oh, what if I get sick? I need to have money to go to the doctor. Plan to be well instead of planning to be sick. How you choose to live your life and what you put in your head is going to affect your health. It's going to affect your income. It's even going to affect your relationships with other people, especially your relationship with you and how you view yourself. So we're going to bring you more information. We're going to bring you some amazing guests that are coming going to talk to you about things that they overcame and how they decided to take a better look at themselves and better care of their health. With that being said, you guys, let's jump right in and find out what are some power foods. Well, I mentioned nuts right off the bat, because if you're allergic to nuts, this is not a power food for you. This is just annoying and aggravating, and it's going to make you sick. But the first power food on my list is actually cashews. Cashews has a lot of vitamins and minerals that we need. It's a terrific source of what they call trace minerals, including copper, manganese, tryptophan, magnesium, phosphorus, and phosphorus. So all you need to do is like eat a quarter cup of cashews, and it makes for a great snack. Now, the thing about cashews is you don't want to overeat, because it's a fatty, fatty food, but it's what they call the healthy fat. It boosts heart health, and it will definitely give you more energy, and it will help you with your bones. And here's the thing, healthy weight. Although the high fat content in the nuts tend to turn conscientious eaters away, studies have indicated that people who regularly consume nuts are actually less likely to gain weight than those who rarely eat nuts. Now, don't eat these if you're allergic to them. And brings me to my next power food. Almonds is next on the list. Almonds are amazing nuts. They're chock full of nutrition, taste great, and they are versatile. Actually, they're one of my favorite nuts. I don't eat them a lot, but they are very good because they're so super fattening. So I eat them sparingly. They're good for your heart and circulatory health. Good fats. The good fats in it, actually healthy heart, lower cholesterol, and it's just an all-around good food to eat. It can be found in different forms, slivered, as well as you can get almond meal, almond flour, almond butter, and the list just goes on and on as to how delicious these foods are. And if you're not allergic to nuts, then you could also combine almonds with the cashews and kind of create yourself a mixed nut thing going there. And it makes for a really, really great snack once again. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about pumpkin seeds. You know what? This is something I just started eating these probably a few months ago. And I've always liked them. I've had them in the past, but I eat them more than I used to. It was hard for me to find them without salt. And so you want to be careful with the nuts, the cashews, the almonds, now the pumpkin seeds. They put salt on everything. And so you want to make sure that you don't get overloaded with too much sodium in your system. And you can actually find these at some of your Whole Foods stores where they sell organic foods. You can find them without the salt. Now, I'm not getting paid to push the organic food stores. Otherwise, I'd mention a store. And not only that, because you guys are listening from all over different parts of the country, you're going to have to find the organic food store that's in your area. And so here, we have a few here, and they're kind of everywhere. So look around. But pumpkin seeds without the salt, they're really great. They offer a variety of minerals, including zinc and manganese. And while hulled pumpkin seeds are the easiest to consume, removing the husk can also cut down on vitamin E levels. So whole roasted pumpkin seeds can make for a tasty snack, while raw pumpkin seeds shelled can be added to soups, salads. You can add them to granolas if you like making your own granola bars or your own just granola snack. And so you can also buy pumpkin seed oil to add to soups and smoothies. So it's just a really power food. It's lots of antioxidants in pumpkin seeds, and it's mood boosting. Now, that's a big deal. Pumpkin seeds are full of L-tryptophan to help boost your mood, as well as provide your body with long-term energy that it needs in order to get through the day without the 2 p.m. sugar crash or 3 p.m. sugar crash that a lot of people have. So the thing is that if you're one of those people, and I am, I mean, around 2 or 3, I kind of get the urge to take a little nap, and I start crashing a little bit, but that's where the pumpkin seeds come in handy. They have been known to reduce risks of cancer. Now, this is as a result of me doing my research. So you guys can do your own research, and you can see all the amazing things that these foods can do for your body. Pumpkin seeds, final thing before we move on, they're high in vitamin K, and the raw pumpkin seeds are the ones that are high in vitamin K. That helps blood clots form after tissue damage. So for faster healing and to prevent excessive bleeding after an injury. So pumpkin seeds are pretty neat, huh? And now one final thing, I have to say this one because this is great for women over 50 or women who are going through menopause. Some women go through menopause before they get in their 50s. And so pumpkin seeds can actually help fight the symptoms of menopause. How about that? So a 2011 study showed that regular consumption of pumpkin seed oil can help reduce headaches, joint pain, and hot flashes, as well as help, once again, balance that mood, which when you're going through menopause, yeah, every now and then you get a little bit edgy. Anyway, here's another food. Let's move on. Quinoa, another food that I discovered and I started eating. I've been eating that more so than rice lately. And it's been making headlines and as a great healthy food, as a great healthy eating trend. And so it's kind of related to beets. And quinoa is a fantastic food to add to your daily eating or your daily diet for a lot of reasons. Many people think that quinoa is a grain like wheat or rice, but really it's a vegetable seed. And see, I thought it was a grain also, but it's a vegetable seed. So it's excellent protein, has excellent amounts of protein in it. And it's great for vegetarians and vegans. Now, I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan. I have cut down on my consumption of meat a lot. However, I still, every now and then, I will have a steak, a small one, and every now and then, and I still, of course, eat chicken. So, not totally, I'm not a vegetarian, like I said, or a vegan. And I eat lamb and so I eat meat, okay? So anyway, quinoa is an excellent source of protein. It contains non-essential amino acids that your body needs to function optimally. Now, all of this is on a list that I have, and that's why I'm going to provide that list to you, because I took the time to put this list together for myself, because I wanted to know about the power foods. What foods are going to give me more energy, and what foods are going to contribute to my health a lot better? And so quinoa contains about 20% more protein, which is higher than rice, millet, or wheat. And so when you add quinoa to meals in the form of salads or as a side, or even as a main course, it can ensure that your body actually receives adequate protein. So, and you need protein to build and rebuild muscle tissue. All right. So you want to make sure it's low calorie. So that's the beautiful part about it. Quinoa has a low glycemic index. So it's perfect if you want to maintain your blood sugar levels for regular energy throughout the day. It's a good source of iron, which, you know, I have always needed lots of iron or extra iron since I was a little girl, and that has not changed as an adult. So it's really a great food. Consumption of quinoa has been shown to have anti-inflammatory effects, and so it's also, wait, this is a good part here, including a reduction in obesity by lowering levels of fat tissue. So if you're working to get physically fit and lose weight, you want to suck that quinoa down. Okay, don't eat tons of it, but you get the point. Anyway, gluten-free oats is another one. That's another super food. Gluten-free oats make for a healthy snack or meal and offer a ton of health benefits to keep your energy levels up. So let's check it out. It's actually fuels your body. So oats provide 66 grams of carbs per 100 gram serving, which means that you're getting a lot of fuel for your day. And so before discounting the oats, so due to the high carbs, for those of you that are on the low carb diets, consider the dietary fiber they also offer, which actually helps ensure cardiovascular health. So, you know, gluten-free oats are pretty good. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't eat oatmeal. I used to, but I don't eat oatmeal as much as I used to. And so different foods work for different body style or body types. And so you really want to find out what works for your body. I find that quinoa, yellow grits, barley, those kinds of foods work better for me as opposed to oats. And so you want to find out what works. So if you get a little bloated when you eat the oats and, you know, kind of makes your stomach puff out more than normal, that's probably a sign that you want to switch to a different kind of grain. But once again, check with your doctor. I'm only telling you what works for me. The thing about oats, though, is that if you can eat them, they actually do help control blood sugar. Gluten-free oats contain a soluble fiber, and it's called beta-glucan, which helps you maintain blood sugar levels by slowing down the body's absorption of sugars while digesting. And so that's really important, and it's especially important for avoiding the development or improving the management of type 2 diabetes. So you want to pay attention to once again, your body and the different types of foods that will work well with helping you to prevent certain diseases. And we're going to bring you a lot more shows like this where we talk to you about what's going on with your body. Let me move on because I'm going to get a couple more of these in. And as I said, you're going to find a bigger list on our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. So you can go there and get that list. You want that list because when you go shopping, you're going to find that some of the things on the list you're already buying, but you want to make sure that when you shop that you add some of this to your grocery list. Listen, you guys, it's not about going to the doctor and taking a pill, because here is like the best kept secret is that medicine doesn't necessarily cure what you have. It just kind of relieves your symptoms while your body heals itself. Well, if you're not getting the proper nutrition, your body's going to have a hard time healing itself. All right, let's move on. Flaxseed is another one. Flaxseed is really, I put those in my smoothie. Recent studies have indicated that the omega-3 fatty acids found in flaxseed help to reduce tumor occurrences and tumor growth within your body, so it could actually kind of help alleviate or prevent cancer. See, this is about preventive maintenance and using what we call food is like preventive medicine, if you will. So you want to really look into these power foods to see what they can do for your body. Another one, dark chocolate. Ah, my favorite. And I've mentioned this one on the show before. It may not be in our archives anymore because we had over 900 plus shows in our archives and we got rid of those. So, well, not all of them, but quite a few of them are gone. I think we only have like 170 plus episodes there for you. And so the dark chocolate is delicious and it's a great treat, but it's also good for your brain. It increases the blood flow to key areas of the body, particularly the brain, and dark chocolate can ensure optimal bodily function. And so dark chocolate, now that's a good one on the list, right? Now the greens, of course, the leafy greens, those are always really good for you. Beet greens, turnip greens, collard greens, cabbage, and the list goes on and on in the green family. But that's really all that I want to give you today. I don't want to overload you. As we wrap up for today, I want to remind you that you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and you can download the Power Up Journal sheets that you can put into a binder. You want to keep these sheets because we're going to bring you information that's going to help you have better health, more income. So we're going to be talking to you how to actually create passive income. You want to be able to create that passive income because it will give you the funds you need to do some other things and you can leave an amazing legacy for your family. It's time that we start taking control of our future ourselves, because when you turn your life over to other human beings, make no mistake about it, nobody's going to treat you better than you treat yourself. And we are now in America, we're turning our lives over to the politicians. And I mean, really, this isn't like rocket science, you guys. Let's think about this. Okay, every time you go to the news, if you watch the news, there's always a politician that's caught with a hooker. There's always a politician that is caught lying, or stealing, or doing something dishonest. Now, are all politicians crooked? People say they are. I don't believe that. But here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they're human beings. They're going to make mistakes. And the same way you and I make mistakes. But here's the thing: if I make a mistake as a result of me handling and taking care of my own life, it's my mistake to make. But if that person makes a mistake and I've turned my life over to them, they're going to suffer, and so will I. And really, I don't deserve to suffer. But because I didn't take control of my own life and take responsibility for me, I turned it over to another human being who's just as fallible as I am and expecting that I'm going to get something better for my life. No. If you want better health, if you want more wealth, if you want to have better relationships, listen, you have got to start taking responsibility for cultivating all three of those categories in your life. You've got to start paying more attention to your life. People watch television. They watch some of those awful shows that are on TV that makes it seem like it's okay to do certain things. And I could go on a tangent, but I'm not going to because we're at the end of our show. But my point here is that I'm stressing the importance of you learning what you need to learn so that you can have the lifestyle that you want. You can have the life that you want, but you've got to do your own work. You've got to take responsibility for your life and for where you're headed. So with that being said, you guys, go to our website, designeryourlifetoday.com. Click on the happy and healthy section, and you're going to find the power foods list. You're also going to find some books that I recommend that I think are really great books. These are books that really changed my life. You can actually order them by clicking on them right there. And I want to say some of the books are going to come from Amazon.com, and I want to ask that you do click there and order them through our website because we get credit for that. It doesn't cost you any more. It's going to cost you the exact same thing. So you're not going to lose any money. You're not spending any extra money, but it does help our show and it helps us to bring you this great information. And so we would appreciate it if you would click on some of our affiliate links and some of the books that we have there for you. With that being said, we're going to be back on Wednesday and we're going to launch some great giveaways for you guys on Wednesdays. I'm itching to tell you now, but I'm not going to do it because Wednesdays and Fridays, those are our freebies and our giveaway days. And so with that being said, you guys, you enjoy this day. Pay attention to what you're eating and do life with power.